The podcast you're about to listen to contains adult language and sexual themes. If you're under 18, please leave now. Please use discretion when listening at work. If you find anything about this podcast offensive, get your panties out of a wad and stop listening. Now, on with the show, bitch.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need.
Well, hell, here we are again, episode 52.
Not quite caught up to me yet.
Oh, my God.
It's a long way to go, bro.
Man, it seems like a good while since we did this. You know why?
Why
is that? Because it has been.
Why is that, Jason?
Through the miracle and magic of the old getting ahead. Not the good kind.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
getting ahead.
Sorry, man. Unfortunately.
Our past month's worth of episodes were recorded right about the same time. So as far as sitting down and doing this, it has been a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But we are recording tonight. And if you're wondering what the fuck we're recording, this is the TNA podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name is Sam Hall.
And you are a bitch.
Well, thank you.
Well,
that's probably one of the nicest things you've said to me in a while.
Well, I had to get that out of the way because it's a rant.
Oh, okay. Well,
we don't work together.
You mentioned earlier there that, not really getting any head in this place. Unfortunately, the only cocksucker I ever get in this place is you.
Well done. We are doing work rants, and I don't even remember how the fuck we put it up, and I have no idea how this will be titled.
I don't remember either, because I don't pay attention to this shit.
I think I said...
That's no joke. I say, people think, oh, he keeps saying that all the time. It's a worn-out joke. I'm not joking.
No.
I'm going to rant about this fucking podcast, as a matter of fact.
That's fucking easy to do.
God, you guys never record and put shit out at the same time. What the hell?
Yeah, goddamn, Jason keeps saying he's going to put pictures out there, and the fucker never does.
Ah, for fuck's sake. I've done a little bit, but I can tell you what I will do.
What's that?
In about 3 days from now,
mm-hmm.
I will start posting pictures from Myrtle Beach.
Yes.
Because I am going to be the rock star.
You're going to do some gigging down there.
In Myrtle Beach, South Kakalaki, y'all.
You get out around here. Now you do some gigging around here. That's a different type of thing.
Yeah. I am leaving on Labor Day, headed to the beach, and supposed to be a good time. They got douched out by a hurricane there yesterday.
Big
so
time.
All the streets are flooded.
Well, still smells like
not,
fish.
Yeah, they're not now. Boy, wait till I get there. Woo! But got some gigs lined up. Going to have a little vacation, a little working vacation, if you'll call it that. It's still a hobby, but hey, I'm making a little cheese from a cracker.
Where are you going to be playing now? Just in case there's some people from down that way listening to this show.
Well, I will be.
That was optimistic.
I will be performing at the Coral Beach Resort in Myrtle Beach, and I also will be playing at the Barefoot Bistro in North Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm.
That one is on September 8th, I think, from 5 to 8.
Are you planning on leaving any forms of DNA in these areas while you're down there?
And I might stop in Chiral. There might be still some DNA of mine in the bathroom.
You should take one of the TNA business cards we got and put it in the fucking bathroom somewhere.
Dude.
Just every stall. So that way everybody goes in.
Dude.
Tape it to the fucking
dude.
Stall. Tape it to the stall
That's
you were in.
That's a fucking idea, man.
To the stall you were in.
That is a fucking idea. I guarantee it's so traumatic I can remember. I can take you right to it.
That beacon is still lit.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. We are going to do these work rants. We've got some. We've got several voice messages to play. And there are going to be a couple of things that are disjointed. And because, again, we recorded some stuff ahead of time.
Yeah.
And people might have been a little late in getting some stuff in, but they had some good reasons.
Well, one was probably because he's so old.
Well, That's one of the things.
Yeah,
but we'll get to that really smart guy here in just a few. To recap things that have been going on, I know that some of our listeners send me messages a lot that have to do with wrestling because they're mm-hmm. pro wrestling fans just the same as me and you, although I take it a little bit further.
You like watching them sweaty men tussle about.
They're touching each other. But it was a rough week. It was a rough week for some legends. I'll put it to you that way.
Yeah.
It was three, like within 48 or 72 hours.
Three? I only knew of two.
Well, not necessarily wrestling. It was first it was Terry Funk.
Uh-huh, right.
He passed away, and in less than 24 hours later, guy by the name of Wyndham. He actually goes by, oh shit, my phone lit up. Damn it. I'm squirrel. Wyndham Rotunda, who is actually known as Bray Wyatt in the WWE. Mm-hmm. He unexpectedly passed away of a heart attack at 36 years old.
Yeah, he's a young guy.
And then about 24 hours after that, Bob Barker passed away.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, some badasses there passed away. I mean, all you got to do is watch Happy Gilmore and you'll understand Barker is a bad motherfucker. But there were some things that got put on our Podkitties page. It was like right after, it's like Bob made it as close to 100 without going over.
And I'm like, I saw that and like, too just soon? Lost it.
Yeah. I'm like, nope, actually, I think that's pretty fucking
that
funny.
That was fucking great.
Going back on the first one, Terry Funk, for those who are not wrestling fans, the more I got to listen to some podcasts after the fact and looking a little bit more into him, I was always a fan of Terry Funk anyway, but I didn't know what kind of regard he was held in. The more I look at his stuff and the more that I know what he's done, I think I could very easily be persuaded into saying that I don't know if Ric Flair's the GOAT or not.
I was going to say Funk was as crazy as Mick Foley, wasn't he?
Well,
when it came to just doing the crazy stuff, right?
Later on in his career, that was what, you know, when he got over 40, he basically invented hardcore wrestling.
Yeah,
he was the first. He was the first.
He was really bad about that stuff.
He was the first ECW champion, and yeah, him and Mick did the death matches in Japan with the fucking C4 and fucking barbed wire.
Yeah, I was gonna say the barbed wire matches. Yeah. I was thinking him and Dusty had done some of those, didn't they?
Well, I mean, they did it in the context of like a, you know, barbed wire Texas death match or whatever.
There was just a lot of blood involved.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, they were gigging each other, you know, to whatever they were. Some of that was self-inflicted.
Oh yeah.
This, the kind of deathmatch shit was basically, they were doing that to each other for real.
Yeah.
You know, you don't fake an explosion. You don't fake fire, you know, and getting hit in the head with a fucking 2x4. You don't fake that. You can work it a little bit, but so yeah, but people don't realize that in 75, he was the NWA champion. He was, Terry Funk was the world champion.
I don't think I ever knew him to be a champion.
Oh yeah. His brother Dory was world champion first, like the year I was born, like 72. And then 3 years later, they gave it to Terry, and he had it for like a year. He had it. And I think he actually dropped it to Harley Race. He wanted to be done with the schedule and was like, I'm done with this shit. Take it off of me. So he, you know, it was when Harley Race took it for a turn. So
well, I just got to thinking about one thing. For those who are not understanding who we're talking about, he was in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Very well-known movie was Roadhouse.
Yes.
Yeah. But I don't remember the character's name that he was, but he was the one that said that he had the line, What was, oh, I can't remember what was the Swayze said. Opinions vary.
Yeah.
He said something about, I think he said something about being, you don't look like much to me.
Yeah.
Opinions vary. And he gave him the death stare.
Yeah. Yeah. And he also was the one that looked at Sam Elliott and says, mind your business, dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, he was a bit character. He was a fucking heel, but he had also been in several other movies. He was in a movie that came out in the late 70s. It was called Paradise Alley. Yeah, Paradise Alley. It was a Stallone movie. This was right. This was, I think, before or shortly after Rocky. But it was centric around pro wrestling. It was a complete and total fucking flop.
I'm trying to remember that one. That's hard for me to remember that one if it was that bad.
It did not win any Academy Awards, is what I'm saying. But it was a total fucking flop.
That ain't
but
the one with Lou Albano and Cyndi Lauper and all them was in it. Didn't they have some sort of weird movie like that back then?
Yeah, they had like Body Slam or some shit like that. Right. That was all WWF stuff. This was in the late 70s. So it was basically, you know, I think Dick Murdoch was in it. Terry Funk was in it. There were old school guys in it that were current at the time.
Yeah.
But that was before, you know, Hulkamania and before Vince McMahon completely fucking ruined pro wrestling. But anyway, enough about that. I just wanted to throw that out. I got a rant. Go for it.
I wish these fuckers would stop digressing from the damn.
Yeah. That's somebody sitting there going.
When they just, damn, skip ahead of this bullshit.
They said they were going to fucking work rants. They're talking about Terry Funk. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Terry Funk was a bad motherfucker.
He was a worker.
He's been dead for a fucking week, and I'd say he'd whip your fucking ass. I'm just saying. But anyway, we are going to take a little break, and we will be back with some work rants. But first, after our break, we're going to hear from the genius.
Hello, and welcome to the TNA podcast. This is Trisha. Come and play with Jason and Sam so they don't have to play with each other.
And we're back. See?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beer in the old koozie.
Well, one's down.
Shocker.
There's number two.
There we go. All right.
My goodness. I'm getting myself ready for that.
As promised, we have a little bit of a, if you want to call it disjointed, this is a voice message we received from The Genius after our 50th episode got recorded. But
that's not who I was referring to earlier as the old guy. You just assumed that, Fred. It was Jason.
No. Don't you back up on this, bitch. You know exactly who the fuck you were talking about. It's this motherfucker. But he explains in his message why we should give him a little bit of slack that he didn't make it quite in time. But he went to the trouble of recording this, and I did not want to not play it, and Sam agrees. Fred, you are a little staple of this podcast.
Being the key word here.
Teeny tiny. But you show up at the end of every fucking episode, so thanks for that. But anyway, this is what we got to hear from the genius.
Good afternoon, fellas. Good afternoon.
Hello.
3:37 out here in country and at the Burnie Plantation. Just want to congratulate you fellas on your 50th, or as you folks say, 50 podcast. I'm sorry I'm late. I've been kind of under the weather here, and I missed the celebration and missed giving a contribution. I had some, let's just say some health difficulties. Let's just say 2:30 over 1:40 kind of slows a man down. Kind of makes you want to step back and relax until you get things under control.
Makes you want to go.
Okay, yeah. So that being said, again, I want to congratulate you fellas on your 50th podcast. I think that's great. Looking forward to 51 and further podcasts in the future.
Yeah, you missed that
for
too.
For sure. Or as you guys like to say, for sure there, Sergeant Carter. Whatever.
There's a few people that realize what that means.
That being said,
dated.
I like to thank you guys, actually, for probably the greatest contribution that I got from listening to your podcast, besides sometimes good and sometimes impotent attempts at satire. The one thing I really gained in knowledge from your podcast was the use of the dude wipes that I believe Sam, you purchased for Jason. Kind of hint, hint sort of situation.
They're cool.
Know, that he didn't know how to wipe his ass, right?
Mm.
So, but I'd like to say I went and purchased some of those things. And,
two fingers.
By golly, they're great. They're a really, really good product. And I thank Sam for discovering those and turning me on to them. And they're good. I'll tell you what, though, they're not only good for wiping the derriere.
They taste like
as
shit.
As the French would say. But I tell you what, if you ever get in a situation where you got hot testicles, shall we say, or you know, steamy balls, or however you want to put them, take them bad boys and just kind of gently wipe over your nut sack there. And
I don't
I'll tell
know
you
about
what,
that.
Cools it right on down now, boys. I'm here to tell you.
Like
you
a
know?
Yeti's kiss.
But I will say this. If you're going to use them for cooling your testicles out, it's best not to wipe your ass first and then use them to cool your testicles. That'd make for a shitty, shitty situation. Y'all have a good day. And again, thanks for the humor and your vain attempts at satire. And a word of advice. If she's got an axe, run like hell. Have a drails.
Oh my God.
I am still waiting for that story.
At some point,
we're going to get that story. I don't know what episode it's going to be, but we got to come up with an episode that's based around that story.
I can almost tell you this. I know the story.
Mm-hmm.
I already do, but there's no way I want to listen. I mean, I've got to listen to him tell it. So obviously, Fred, we hope you're feeling better. Yeah, that's a little up there.
Yeah. Way up there.
To the point where it's like, we're not letting you leave. Just go ahead and sit right there for a little bit.
Might need a whole bunch of those dude wipes to make you smell better.
Oh, God.
If they'd have found you a week later.
Oh, God. Anyway, thanks a lot, Fred, and we will catch up with you a little bit later on down the road, and I'm sure we will have, if you would have gotten this, I'm sure with the work rants, which you commented.
Yeah, he's got one.
Yeah. We're going to get to yours here in a little bit, but we just wanted to make sure we played that in honor of the 50th. So anyway, we are going to be back in just a minute to dive in to said work rants.
And make more flaccid attempts at satire.
Oh God! Yeah, well, okay.
Well,
fuck,
I used my own word. I used my own word there.
Okay. Flaccid. You kind of stuck on that. Before we go out to the break, I do want to throw a little bit of love to Heather.
Oh,
Heather from the
me.
From no from the Pod Kitties. We're going to get a little bit better at this because there's some more stuff coming down the road, but
get with it.
God, no.
Yeah, we might want to cut that one
out.
Yeah,
motherfucker. fuck you. It's like it never happened. Okay? We have not done an Urban Dictionary definition of the week in a while. So no preparation, no fucking thing. I could not let this one go because this is nasty.
I've got a whole list.
I know.
I also got a story from Matt that I told Matt. I said, one of these days, I'll get that story out there. And it's a long story I got to tell.
But here is from Heather, the Amish oil change.
God, yes.
An Amish oil change when a woman performs fellatio on a horse and spits the cum out. That bitch gave the horse an Amish oil change, nearly choked before she could spit the baby batter out.
Hey, you're listening to the TNA podcast, motherfuckers. This is Sean from Texas. Peace out.
Well, we're back. I know I just had to edit a bunch of shit. But we're
sorry about that.
Well, we are finally to
just you. Kidding. My rant is about Jason always editing the shit that I say.
Shut up. Stop giving me shit to fucking edit. You go, well, bleep, whatever.
You know, as busy as you are with this podcast, I figured I'd just give you one more thing to do to bitch about.
I tell you what, why don't you do me a fucking solid and take a little bit of weight off of me for once. And
excuse me? What the fuck are you asking me to do?
Well, just look over here. Woo!
A little bit of weight, that's all.
We are going to dive into the work rants. Do you have one to start with?
Sure do. We'll start with somebody I know and we've talked about before. The dollar store whore.
Not to be confused with the dollar store dom.
Right.
Hey, Eric.
These two got to meet at some point.
Yeah,
there's got to be a fucked up little meeting with that one. I'd like to see that one.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's anyway, going to be daddy. Go ahead.
His one is just, it's actually an addendum to the first one they did. So, but this one pretty much pertains to about anybody who's ever drove to work or drove home.
I got you.
I don't know who is worse, the people in Ohio or West by God, Virginia.
I can tell you. Go ahead.
Fuckers nowadays be doing makeup, feeding their fat asses, or talking on their phones when they're driving down the damn road. I love it when they ride your ass.
This is all the same dude. Go ahead.
Fly around you and then turn. It's like, what the fuck, you bastard?
Without their left or right turn indicators.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, God.
Didn't put a blinker on that model, did they?
Oh, they did. Makes me just want to run their asses off the road. Pay attention, you bunch of motherfuckers.
God damn.
Dollar Tree, whore out. Peace sign, gang sign. I think he did the TNA gang sign, which is, you know, double shocker.
Yeah, the old two in the pink, two in the stink.
Oh, the Spocker. I get what he's talking about, because there has been two things that I usually run into, especially if you're running a little bit late and you got to hurry up and try to get to work. There's always slow poke cocksucker in front of you most of the way to work that you can't get around. And you are just cussing at the top of your lungs. I don't know about you, but I do that.
Oh, my God. I laugh at myself after I've got to work because I was like, well, I made it. And I was such a prick to everybody. But nobody can hear me but me.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like the
you're driving by seeing kids on a trampoline alongside the road. They're smiles and laughing. Fuck you.
Fuck you
for having fun, you little cocksuckers.
Number one, you're pissed because you're going to work. Number two, you can't fucking get there because somebody's fucking in front of you. Somebody's going to do this. Dude, I go to work at morning time on day shift, and this literally just started this week.
Oh, what?
School bus.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Because I've had all summer.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have to. And I'm like, there's a fucking school bus, son of a bitch. You little bastards don't need to go get an education. I got to go to work.
See, you're cussing at them. They're not even on a trampoline having fun.
Mm-hmm. They're in a fucking school bus going, oh, go to school.
Poor kids getting cussed.
Oh, shit.
My big bitch was on the way home. Is I couldn't tell you how many days a week, especially when it starts getting dark earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck it is. People who have one headlight out that put their brights on in order to have two headlights. And they're bright lighting me all the way down the fucking road. I'm not joking when I say that it happens probably at least three, if not typically four times a fucking week.
You know what?
What's that?
I can't say much because I've done that. I went for months going, I need to change that light.
I've done things where I'm like, God, you sons of bitches bright light me, and I'm going down the road. Next thing I know, I look over and I just happen to see the blue light. Right? Oh, shit. I've been bright lighting everybody for the past 3 miles.
Sorry. Oh, shit. Well,
what have you got over there?
I got, I've got a rash. But anyway, we've got one from Clint.
Would you like me to rub some ointment on it?
No.
How about perhaps an unguent?
What? What?
An unguent.
That's a word for the day, kids.
Old friend Bob, our old mutual friend Bob, got me on that word.
Oh, God. Say it again.
Unguent.
It just sounds dirty.
It does, doesn't it?
Sounds dirty.
I love it. Hey, ladies. Would you like me to rub some unguent on you?
Let me rub some unguent on your pee hole.
Use your words, Jason. You just got lost in the word, didn't you?
Sorry. I couldn't.
You're hung up on unguent.
No, I got it.
Okay.
Unguent. on your vulva.
I'm going to have to find an Urban Dictionary word that's got unguent in it just to figure something out.
I got to get a thesaurus so I can come up with other words for pussy.
There are none left.
Shit, we've used them all. This is from Clint Coon. Hey, Clint.
What's up, Clint?
Cocksucker. Oh, sorry.
That was just mean as hell, Jason.
That was one of those inside words that came
That's
out.
That's another rant I'm going to say about this podcast. We're just mean as shit to some of the people who listen to
Every
us.
Every goddamn time. No. Okay. So Clint says, so I worked at a car lube shop, and one day we had a coworker came in that we referred to as Sloth Boy.
Okay.
Because he was slow as shit with everything.
Well, that makes sense.
Mm. Well, he came in with a whiskey hangover, which had turned into the whiskey shits.
He didn't need any lube for one.
This is going downhill fast.
It's going down the toilet.
So he, but no, I don't think so because he's so slow. You ever seen a sloth?
Oh yeah.
He could have thought about going to the shitter, but never would have got two steps out of it. So the boss sent him into the pit so customers wouldn't see him.
Is that the nickname for the toilet in that place?
I believe it's the pit in the ground in which they drain your oil.
I have a feeling it's going to turn into a toilet.
Oh, God. Well, we had a return customer come in who had the oil filter put on by another coworker that would always hit the gym, so his damn filters were tighter than hell. Well, Sloth Boy was sitting there trying to undo the filter, and all we could do was hear a bunch of grunting going on from him trying to undo it, and then what sounded like a ketchup bottle when it's down to its last bit of ketchup. Let's try to reenact that.
I got a bottle of ketchup in there. We could do this.
I thought it was pretty good.
Our old buddy Jethro described it once as sounding like someone dumping out a pot of beef stew.
Shit. Sounded like the last little bit of ketchup. He had made his way up and said he had to go home because he ended up shitting himself.
Oh, that was a slow drive home.
Okay. I said in my head, I didn't say it out loud. I said it in my head that I would never reveal anything else that I did.
Really?
That involved shitting myself.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Shut up.
Please do shut up. Sit back. Put all things aside. And give us your undivided attention as Jason once again, pardon me, regales us. I'm trying not to laugh over here. As Jason once again regales us with his tales of Dookie.
So, this was at work, my place of employment. I had recently started a new medication for my diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So everything was going pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
I was sent to a specific piece of equipment that overlooks the beautiful Ohio River. And while I was in the cab of this thing, I had taken a truck. No, actually, I take that back. I had been dropped off at this piece of equipment.
Okay.
And I was operating it. I was unloading some stuff out of some...
This is an enclosed cab.
Yes. This is about a...
Oh,
I don't know.
It's going to be joyous.
Probably about a 5-foot by 8-foot fucking cab.
Not a lot of breathing room.
Not a whole lot.
Oh, boy.
What happened was... I sneezed. When I sneezed,
the look on your face right now.
I can still remember it because it wasn't that long ago. It's been a few years, but I sneezed.
Mm-hmm.
There was no warning. There was not, dude. My fucking stomach was all fucked up because of this medication. It was instant.
Oh, no.
I sneezed, and I mean it was out of my ass. and it was just completely liquid shit.
Oh my God.
It was liquid shit.
Liquid.
Liquid.
No solid
it,
whatsoever.
No. It was just.
You sure it didn't filter anything through your underwear?
No, dude. It was completely fucking liquid.
From a sneeze.
God. And I was so mad because there was no warning.
In an enclosed cab.
Oh, that had nothing to do. It's my
the
own.
The seat. Was it leather or cloth?
Luckily, it was leather.
You can't remember all that
I am,
shit.
No,
over there.
I am remembering this, and the more I think about it, the madder I get. But
the happier I get.
I shit myself at work with no warning.
Okay.
So this is like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Kids and school buses.
Oh,
going by.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Did I mention I had been dropped off?
Oh, yeah.
I go.
That's a long walk.
I go out of the cab. I'm doing a fucking job that is somewhat time sensitive. I just quit. I quit. I stop everything. I'm like, I don't give a fuck if this place shuts down. I don't. I stand up and try to assess the situation. The situation is there is no amount of, I don't know, rags, rolls of toilet paper, anything short of a shower is going to fix this problem.
The shop rags didn't become it wasn't, shit rags. Did
it wasn't just a little, it got a little bit out. It was full on evacuation of my bowels.
You didn't need to shit for days.
So I call my boss on the phone.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that may have been the smart move.
I said, dude, I need two things. I need you to bring a truck here.
Dump truck?
And no. I need you to bring me a ride. We have all pickup trucks. That's our vehicles.
And bring
a towel. I said, I need you to bring me a truck. I need to go home. This is all I told him. You shut the fuck up and let me get through this. I told him I need a truck and I need to go home. He said, okay, I will send employee X down with a truck. And I went, no. You don't understand what I'm saying.
Yep.
You send me a truck. And with no one in it at all, then I will get in the truck and I will drive away. And then Jesus Christ himself can come and run this fucking unloader for all I care. I'm going to fuck home.
I need a squeegee.
And he went, what's the big fucking deal? I said, I shit my pants.
Did you do this over the radio?
No, I did it on the phone. Damn. I might as well have done it on the radio because everybody knew it anyway after it happened. Because they were like, oh. So I get a friend of mine, Angela, he brings the truck. He gets out and I'm watching him. I'm standing upstairs. He can't see me, but I can see him. He is taking his good old fucking time. Going back away and getting in another truck with my supervisor, and they drive away.
Yeah, to the point where they can watch you.
In the meantime, I have gone into another room of this this piece of machinery, and there are a box of Tyvek coveralls. So okay. I put on
what
this.
What color are they?
They're white. I put on these fucking coveralls. And I'm like, okay, I have put, they're kind of like a plastic line type of deal. So yeah. I'm like, I have developed a barrier between the shit that is soaked through my fucking pants and anything that my ass is going to come in contact with. I get in that truck, I drive it back across the road, back to our parking lot. I didn't even go in. I left my lunchbox. I left my thermos bottle.
You just had to have your keys
I
on
went,
you.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily.
No, I left my keys in the ignition. I always did.
Oh, okay. That was luck.
So I got right out of that truck, got into my car, started that sumbitch, put
it
in drive.
What kind of seats do you have in your car? Cloth or leather?
What I said, that's why I put the Tyvek suit on.
And the towel.
Yeah. So, long story short, too late. I was trying to get this out, but you wouldn't stop asking questions, and you would stop laughing. You never disappoint.
The devil is in the details.
You never disappoint.
And it came out of your ass.
Yeah, yeah. So I shit myself at work. I left the truck running in the parking lot.
Like your ass was running earlier.
And I called my boss back on the way down the road and went, here's the deal. The truck's in the parking lot. I don't give a fuck what happens to it. And he cannot stop laughing.
Like me, right?
And he's like, then he's trying to be the nice guy going, you want vacation or you want sick time? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if you pay me or not. I have just went through a horrifying experience that I know that by tomorrow, at least 20 other motherfuckers will know exactly what happened.
You didn't take any PTO on that? Like poopy time off.
So anyway, for those of you who thought that it couldn't get any worse than Chiral, South Carolina, it may not have been as good as that, but as a work rant, not exactly what we intended, but reading Clint's story about the dude shitting himself in the old oil pit, I shit myself in the pit of hell, the place where I work, all because of a fucking sneeze.
Oh, my Lord.
And for those of you who wonder, my bowels are fine.
Are you sure about
that? I'm positive, but they've been under some trauma at certain times.
Well, your bowels work overtime by the sound of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's that sphincter that you got a problem with.
Dude, you can't hold.
You hit that gym all the time. You need to do some sphincter exercises.
You cannot hold back a tsunami of shit. You just can't. I don't give a fuck what the hell you do. But anyway, after unloading all that shit on everybody, I need to take a break. We'll be right back. Well, we're back. I just exposed myself again.
Not that kind of exposure.
No.
Oh, more's the pity. I was hoping for that.
Here's the thing. You never can tell what you're going to get. The TNA podcast is like a box of chocolates. Really like chocolate.
More like a box of X-Lax when it comes to you.
It's a box of turds.
Man, I'd have prayed for a turd. It was more like a fucking melted Hershey bar. Because I went, look at it this way. It took from episode 7 to 52 to come up with another shit story.
I'm sorry that I don't have one to share with you. And even if I did, and it would not be nearly good enough to compete with that.
I know. And you know, I mentioned in the beginning that I'm headed to Myrtle Beach.
Right.
And I don't know that if we've said this, if the
shit gods will be in my favor.
if you're a new listener and you have not listened to episode 7 yet, I direct you to episode 7 now. Just pause this motherfucker there. Go listen to it and come back.
Just go.
Because I've told you this before, but I don't know if it's like hit you. I said I would play at the Coral Beach Resort.
Yeah.
Okay. The Coral Beach Resort was the same exact place that you and I stayed when we told the first almost shit story of that episode when I'm doing the
I can remember walking down that ramp.
Oh, yeah.
Getting through that door.
And the thing is,
seeing that squinched up asshole over
here. See, the bad part of it was the last time me and my lover have went to that hotel. It was just a fluke that we went there a few years ago.
You didn't take
her
on the tour?
Oh, yeah.
This is the shit story tour.
But I did not realize it until we got there. I had booked it online. I was like, I've stayed at Coral Beach before. It's been, you know, years. Because you and I had went to different places and stuff down there and stayed different. And the first time that she and I had went down there, we stayed at a different place. Well, we didn't have a very good experience. And it was like, we're going to go again. Okay, we'll go to this place. I remember at the Coral Beach. It was pretty good. Mm-hmm. When we pulled into the fucking parking garage and I'm getting the shit out of the car, I look back and I go, there's a fucking ramp. And I'm like, there's steps on the other side. Holy shit. We go down that ramp and we go through the double doors and I'm looking at the elevator and on the backside of the elevator, shit house.
Yep.
And I'm like, you remember that story on the fucking podcast? And she's like, yeah. And I went, it was here. It was right here. I was waddling like a duck right through here, trying not to shit on the back of my shoes.
You didn't see me on my knees in the middle of that damn floor laughing my ass off. No, that was a different floor. But oh, my God. The elevator doors was what was holding me up. Oh,
God. Well,
I lost my shit like you did.
Okay. So, once again, we have drug our fucking feet through a bunch of shit.
Once again, these some bitches digressing. I'm sick of this.
Okay. We have digressed away from work stories. It wasn't a work story. We already had an episode for that. This was supposed to be.
Come back to either sex or poop. What the fuck is going on with us? Fecophilia.
God damn.
We're obsessed with Mookie Stinks.
No.
You are.
What the fuck? What we do have is a work rant from halfway around the world. Are you ready for this?
Oh, I am damn ready for this.
This is our old buddy Dumpy, and let's see what he's got to say.
G'day, Sam. G'day, Jason.
G'day. Dumpy here. G'day.
This yarn happened all within about 9 days. Of one another. There's like two stories built into one.
Two in one.
Firstly, the place where we were working was about 50 kilometres away from where we actually lived in this town. So it's 50 k's away in another town.
Next to the highway.
We were gyprocking a house that had three levels. It was a fucking mansion overlooked by some of the best beaches in Australia, probably the world even. Anyway, we had a fair crew on there, and we'd actually inherited a couple of apprentices. They'll come into play a bit later on. Anyway, we needed someone on the job site that was just going to be cleaning up after us and running around and whatever anyway. Somehow this bloke that we ended up with, he was a fucking loose cannon, an absolute fucking unit. Anyways, sort of got a bit friendly with him and used to take him in and out of town to work. Anyways, this particular day, it was pretty warm, so we stopped at the bottle shop and we grabbed a fucking couple of beers each, and he grabbed three big, long King Browns.
King Browns.
Few blokes over there don't know what King Browns are. They're big, large bottles of beer with 750 mils of piss in them, of beer.
40 ounces.
Anyways.
Maybe? Is that what that adds up to?
I don't know.
He's fucking drinking the last mouthful out of the fucking bottle the time he dropped him off at his driveway.
And
said to him, see you later, mate. We'll pick you up in the morning. So we've come back the next day, and there's fucking police out the front.
Oh, no. That's a bad sign.
Flashing fucking lights, and what the fuck's going on here? Anyway, what's happened is we've dropped him off, and he's walked down the driveway, and he's seen his partner outside, and she's got her arms in an embrace with a guy.
Oh, shit.
He's flipped the fucking lid. Gone onto his fucking front veranda and picked up a fuel tin.
Uh-oh.
Ran it through the house and set fire to it.
Holy shit. Well, oh my God.
He's come running up the driveway ranting and fucking raving. And it turns out that she'd had a child when she was 16.
Oh.
So she'd only just that day met her son for the first time.
Wow. Fuck me, running.
And he tracked her down. Anyway, so this guy that she's meant to have an affair with was actually her fucking son.
Wow.
So that was the last we seen of him. He burnt the fucking house down and all over nothing. So he ended up in jail.
Fucking unlucky bastard.
A couple of days later.
Loose cannon.
We're back working
damn.
On the job site, and it was a Friday afternoon, and the bloke that we were building, we were doing the jip rocking for, was contract builder of this house, very religious man. And we inherited these two apprentices from another jip rock company that went bankrupt. And do or die, they just travelled one another. They were just side by side all the time. We just thought, oh, well, the apprentices, good friends, let them go. Anyways, on a Friday afternoon, we fucked off into town to go and get a feed and sit in the lawn and enjoy a bit of the local talent and the river setting. And these two blokes stayed back at their house.
Naked women.
And when we used to go away for lunch, the builder actually used to come on site and do his little checking because no one was there to give him the shits. Keep in mind, this bloke's very religious. And he's come into this room, and here's the two apprentices. Fucking nail bags on the floor, fucking bent over the fucking, over one of the windows. and he's chock-a-block fair up the other fucking apprentice. And his poor old bloke, religious as hell, he's well in his fucking late 70s, and he's copped a full brunt of this. I don't think he's even fucking heard of the word gay or homosexual in his life. And here he is, he's seen it. It's full fucking brunt, you know. Anyway, I'll never forget what happened on that job site, because it was shit like that just happened all the time. You know?
Oh my God.
The people we had to come and help us do that job, they were just loose cannons. I don't know where the fuck we found them, but they found us.
He kept us well entertained.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
All the best. Cheers.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that one dude ended up with a loose cannon. Oh.
It's like, wow.
Didn't they know something was up when there was a fucking hole in the wall about 3 foot off the ground? Oh, my God. I did not. Obviously, we did not listen to this ahead of time.
That was wonderful.
Wow. Did not know that was going to get the dude burning the house down. That was fucked up.
Wow.
I had no idea it was going to end in some, I don't know, gay sex on the job site. My God, man.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Dumpy, as always. Oh. Wow. We kind of laid out there on the old Mystery Science Theater deal, but
I was enthralled.
I'm kind of glad we did, because
would that be Walkabout Mountain?
Would that be the name of that movie?
Walkabout Mountain.
No, okay,
all right.
Is it time?
Time for what?
That we finally get back.
Oh.
To the tales of the genius.
Ah, shit. I almost forgot.
I'm going to try to read this one. I don't think I can do his.
This is a work rant?
It is a work rant.
Oh, wow.
I can do my best Fred Burney voice. I can't do it.
Andy Dufresne.
He just rhymed Andy Dufresne.
That's the only fucking thing
That's the only thing you can say?
That's it. The rest of me sounds nothing like that shit.
Here's the fucked up part. If it's a work rant from him, it's the same place I work.
And you're probably part of this for all I fucking know.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, and he sounds happy. So I'm going to read this.
He's happy because he doesn't work there anymore.
I'm being flaccidly satirical, pardon me there. flaccidly satirical.
You were just caught up on the fucking limp dick part. Go ahead.
Anyway.
I believe his...
what was he going to say?
I believe he said something about us being not flaccid.
Impotent.
But impotent, yes.
Impotent.
Well, same.
Of course, you remember that word.
Get after it.
Anyway, he writes, I worked for 36 years at a local facility. The place was, and likely still is, polluted with about 97.6% of the employees being either small of stature or small of mind.
Not me.
Sound familiar?
Nope. Average height, above average intelligence. Go ahead.
Right. In dozens of instances, both conditions were present. Damn, that's bad.
Yeah, I know. I know some of those.
Oh, okay. Greatly infested with backstabbing, lying bigots, and misogynists.
Not to be mistaken for massage therapist.
A $50 American get you love long time.
Okay, maybe I was the bigot. Go ahead.
Me pay much attention to your big American penis.
They said not to Fred.
That's called flaccid satire. Go ahead.
All right. One of the blessings of my retirement was that while they were grateful I left, none were as grateful as I was to leave. Four thumbs up, four kisses. Oh. I'll take them.
Oh, be my guest. Andy.
Nothing like a little love from my friend, my good friend, Andy Dufresne.
I'll be damned, Fred. Only thing I have to add to that.
Misogynist.
Me love you long time, G.I. Joe. Ah, dude, I miss you. And it's not because I now have 30 years, but I guess we all look with a critical eye. It's better than it was in terms of some of that, but it sucks in a different way now. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
Does it like suck with teeth or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's kind of the grating thing.
Ooh.
You just drag it across the head.
Ooh, that's chafy. Yeah. Very chafy.
Yeah.
I got an argument for that.
So anyway, I can't be nearly as happy as you are because I have to still fucking go there. So I have to quit while I'm ahead without naming anything, any place, any people.
Chicken shit.
But one day.
Chicken shit.
One day. This podcast will continue to go when I am no longer employed there.
Oh, and then all of it.
And then I have no problem divulging some serious stories that I know some of them will have you, I don't know, sneezing and shitting in your pants.
I've calmed down now. I'm okay. Dude, I can breathe.
What the fuck what was it he said?
Chock-a-block full of something. I am going to have to listen back to that one because did you just fart?
No.
Because you just lifted your body above that.
Well,
that is a cloth chair.
Dude.
As long as you don't sneeze, I'm okay over here. I don't have to do
anything. You have something over there? Do you have something?
Yeah.
Do you have a submission?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant some sort of disease. Like, no, I'm just kidding.
Some shit thing. Nate, man.
I got a short one. It's a story. That's what I'm talking about. No
shit. That's what she said.
No, this is a really, really short story. This is from, he didn't say anything about being anonymous. He said his name is Dale Birch.
He is
like the tree, only spelled different.
He is a member of the PodKitties page, I believe.
Yes, he is.
If you would like to be a member of the PodKitties, go find us on Facebook, the TNA Podcast on Facebook. Once you get there, you can send us a message and say, hey, can you let me in on that other page there that's not so public? You know what I mean? Winky, winky, winky. And it is full of inappropriate memes.
Lots of them.
Lots of satire.
Lots of them.
And the occasional lady posing in precarious positions for your...
Precarious? That means dangerous.
Entertainment.
I think. Give me that thesaurus that you picked up earlier.
I need a thesaurus. To
find out where... What the hell, unguent, man?
I need a thesaurus. So, what was this young man's name again?
Dale Birch.
Okay, Dale Birch. What did Dale Birch say?
He had pretty much one long sentence, and it was to the point.
Fuck you!
I worked for Yellow Freight for 19 years. And they just closed the doors and said, goodbye!
What the fuck?
Right. That's his rant.
Okay.
That obviously... Well, probably didn't come out of my mouth the way he said it.
Yeah.
It was probably all one big long yell.
Dude, that's not a rant. That's a fucking life-changing experience.
19 fucking years.
Okay.
Flushed and went swirling.
Hey, you know what? Yellow Freight will never be a sponsor, so fuck you!
Yellow Freight. Brown Freight.
As in shit brown.
Exactly.
Cocksucker.
Ass wipes.
All right, way to bring us down, dude.
Thanks a lot, Dale.
Hey, thanks for being a pod kitty, Dale, and we hope you found gainful employment after that for some people who aren't cocksuckers.
Good luck with that.
Like Yellow Freight. Fuckers. My dad was a fucking truck driver, so I'm going to tell you what. Truck drivers always be near and dear to my heart.
Oh, hell. I remember going on a few runs with you and your dad and just watching in amazement.
That my dad could reach the pedals?
at his coordination.
God rest his soul.
Smoking a cigarette, driving a fucking truck, talking on a CB, and shifting gears. How the hell he did that shit without killing us all, I have no idea.
Brother, you ain't seen me do my job. Apple don't fall too far from the fucking tree.
He taught you well.
I tell you what, I got a little surprise for you.
Oh, really?
Is
it your penis?
No.
Oh.
Well, I did say little. But,
exactly.
I actually went digging back, and I have a voice message that, again, like the Genius, this one is a little backdated.
Oh, really?
There is somebody who is near and dear to our heart that kind of, I don't know, seemed like they disappeared.
Oh.
But she did not disappear.
Oh, yeah, Jason and Sam.
Uh-oh.
It's about especially you, Jason. You were talking about pimping Sam out. Honey, that was my idea. Remember, don't you forget, us pod kiddies have a price list for all you fellas that I am putting together.
Hashtag fantasy.
So, yes, don't you be trying to steal my thunder. When it comes to pimping out somebody, honey, I'm going to be doing the pimping.
Oh,
and
hell.
Both of you boys are going to have high dollar marks on ya.
Jesus. Miss Melanie James, for those of you who don't know, darling.
I have missed that voice.
Ah, yeah, we missed it.
And those big old titties.
Big old bitches. she had sent me a message saying, yeah, hey, shit's going down, man. She's busier than a, I don't know, busy thing.
Really? <isn't
laughs> busier than a
one-legged, one-legged busy thing.
Busier than a cat covering its shit on a frozen pond. I don't fucking know.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but anyway.
Let's just move on because we both failed at that one.
No, she
I'm
is.
I'm still stuck on, he was chock-a-block full of it.
He's getting rammed up the butt.
But Melanie, we miss you. But she also explained she's got a lot of shit going on.
She has really been a very busy little lady.
Her job has kind of picked up. I think they're expanding her store in which she works. And no, it's not Pier 1. basketball shorts. Look back for that one. Look back for that one. Got to work stories for that one. She kind of apologized and said that she would do what she could to send some more submissions as she gets a chance. She is somewhat active. She slacked off a little bit, but she is active. She is a pod kitty. She is an original pod
kitty.
She
is one, yes.
She is a wonderful soul with ginormous breasts.
Agreed. Agreed. Biggin.
Agreed.
You got something else over there, you fuck?
Oh, I do.
Well,
I didn't know it was coming up. That I thought you were going to do something.
Well, see, it was.
Maybe give me a second. I'll find this shit.
Once again, you were so top.
Let me clear my throat.
Top notch prepared. This is an audio extravaganza.
One more time.
What the fuck was that?
Just clearing my throat.
Oh, God.
I need my honey tea.
I remember that. You fucker.
I was talking about beer. You know, honey tea is actually used by like singers and stuff like that. It's supposed to help with vocal cords. I figured you would know that since you're supposed to be this rock star.
I'm going to tell you what.
What's that?
I'm not a rock star.
Oh, that's right. You're a. No.
I'm a.
I was going to say you were a cunt.
No. Dumpy. Absolutely loved it when you call me Trailer Park Elvis. That's what the fuck
I thought that was a clever little moniker I came up with a long time ago.
It stuck for you.
Oh, yeah.
You
going to shut up so I can talk now?
Oh, well, excuse me.
Actually, when I said that, I thought, well, okay, I got to go quiet because there was a big loud fucking vehicle that just went by right at that point.
All right, you go ahead and start talking.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, go.
Okay, this is a submission. I don't know what you're about to.
Yeah, you see, you cocksucker, you just pissed off the guy with all the buttons. You want to try that again?
Sorry about that, my lord.
No. Say it like you mean it.
I can just throw empty beer cans at you from here. That's the best I can do.
All right, I'll stop. My hand's off of it.
What,
and the board too.
Okay. Anyway, this is from a gentleman by the name. He did not say anything about being anonymous. So unless I read into it and it's at the end, we may have to do some editing. Anyway, his name is Brent Hupp.
Thank God we got the pop filters. Go ahead.
Actually, it's spelled with two P's. So it's Brent Hupp. That's hard to do when you're about half lit.
Pussy.
Okay, can we? We're horrible.
Read it.
I work as a pipe. God damn, could I start that louder? I work as a pipe insulator at a plant.
He wraps pipe.
And a guy I have known for 35 years.
Was we butt fucking this other guy.
In Australia. We was working about 80 feet in the air.
Uh-oh.
This is kind of hard for me to figure out because there's no punctuation here. So,
hey, they're right in. Don't be a dick.
I'm just sorry. But I could read this all in one long fucked up sentence. Anyway, we go to lunch. And on the way back, he looked at me and smiled.
And fucked me in the butt.
No, he pulled out 5 hits of acid.
Holy shit!
Took them and said the next 4 hours are going to be exciting.
80 feet in the air on acid.
I actually have a brother-in-law who, I'm getting to wonder if he knows my brother-in-law actually. He fell off a scaffold.
Oh my God.
About that far up in the air. Anyway, his addendum to this was basically, what the hell goes through a man's head? Hell, he is 50 years old and tells me that he has a 1/4 ounce of mushrooms for Friday. How the fuck do you train your mind to be able? And then it stopped right there. I'm beginning to wonder if he shared those mushrooms with that guy, because the story stopped right there at that point.
He was probably going, I'm going to send something to the motherfucker.
Yeah. He's like, edit.
I'll finish it tomorrow. Yeah. Well, there you go, Brent.
Oh, my God.
80 feet in the air on acid.
Could you imagine?
No.
You're at your place of employment, and you're up on a stack.
Dude.
And you got to do some of that outside work cleaning shit, I guess it is, or something like that. And some dude, you turn around and look, and he just goes, pops in about 5 hits of acid.
First of all, I'd like to go out on record, not without getting any specifics, because you're going to go, well, five. Not a big discussion. I've worked at the same place for 30 years. You have no fucking clue what I do. No fucking clue.
I do, but I just figured I'd point out the fact that you don't do anything.
He was talking about 80 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Our stacks are 850 feet in the air. If I'm up there, the last thing...
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. One will fuck you up. The other one will just, I don't know, turn you into fucking bird feed. Oh, dude.
What do you got over there? You got anything good?
I have a surprise.
Do you now?
I do.
Really?
I have a submission.
Regale me again. I'm stuck on regale.
Well, at least you're not talking about whatever the fuck that...
Unguent.
God damn it.
Unguent.
I was going to say kumquat.
Everybody be quiet right now. Say it along with me in 3, 2, 1.
Unguent.
Unguent. You had to say it with me. 3, 2, 1. Unguent.
See, I didn't want to.
See, he fucked it all up. Anyway, okay. Once again, those cocksuckers are digressing from the damn show.
Well... If you didn't know, this person is a pod kitty.
Are they now?
And they also were a guest on our 50th episode.
Oh, do they have big, ginormous? Are they chock-a-block full of titties?
I think none has to do with the other.
Okay, are you sure about that?
There's nothing gay going on here. Well, could be.
Well, show me them titties, there might be.
Whoa. This is from Kathy Jo.
Hello, Rockstar.
Hello,
Sam.
Hi.
How are you two? I hope you're doing well. It seems like it's been forever since we talked last. I know it hasn't been, but it sure does feel like it.
It has, yeah.
I do have a couple things that I would, or I want to add.
Your left one or your right one?
Or give my opinion on for the episode.
Okay.
The two things that really grind my gears, chat my ass, woo! Whatever, is favoritism.
I got an unguent for that.
It's so in your face, and it's not like covered up or anything.
Okay.
It's just so right there.
Keep talking.
That absolutely pisses me off.
Well,
and then also, like, your good employees, you're working the absolute piss out of them. But your lazy ones just get to sit back and dick off and get away with absolutely everything and not do nothing.
Yep.
Those two really just fucking get me every time.
Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Sorry, I got a little emotional there, but
kiss your mom with that mouth.
Everywhere that people work, I'm sure it's just not certain places. I'm sure it's everywhere, but those are my two things. Now, I do have some things that I would like to add. Number one is Rockstar. Ooh. I want to wish you a happy early birthday because some of us are going to be away on our vacation while others of us will be working while you're on vacation.
I just said that and she knows already.
Anyways, I hope you have a great birthday.
Thank you.
I know it's a little early, but I wanted to hurry and get that in there before I forgot.
Appreciate you.
I have another little shout out to Dumpy. I would like to thank him for the kind compliment that he gave me.
And the story about gay sex.
I really appreciate that, and it made me smile. And then I want to tell Miss Melanie James that I miss the hell out of her a lot. I'm feeling a little lonely here, Melanie. Please come back to me.
Four big tears.
And, one more thing.
Please.
I need to give a shout out to Motorboatin' Matt.
yeah.
I heard the podcast episode on, 69 Whiskey.
Uh-huh.
And, you were saying how you really liked my voice as well, and it does, things to you.
Yeah, that's what he said.
You didn't elaborate on what it does, so I'm just assuming it maybe makes you a little bit tingly.
Mm.
And then there was also the comment about my Tig O'Biddies. I think you like those, too.
Yeah, after.
So with all this being said, Sam, you better be stepping up because it sounds like I got a boy toy. He is, sounds like he's one of my
Cradle Robber
favorite fans. He really, likes my voice and other things.
And stuff.
So, don't want you to get jealous or anything, but baby, you better be stepping up your game. But until then, or until next time, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My goodness.
Damn.
She's throwing out the...
Warning me.
She's throwing out the fucking shout-outs to everybody and gets to you and go, hey, get after it.
I ain't worried about it.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
I ain't worried about it.
She said Motorboat and Matt. You know why she said Motorboat and Matt?
What's that?
Because his fucking last name looks like an eye chart. And she went, I can't say Makahawakawakawakihaha. Wah. Key,
like I said on their when they interviewed us on their program,
yes,
right at the very beginning,
that would be 69 whiskey,
right at the very beginning. I pointed out that I should say now that I'm not worried about him whatsoever because I pointed out that we were able to make those gentlemen call us daddy without doing a damn thing.
Here's the deal: you just said that
alpha males.
You said
right
that
here in the room.
Well, you can't deny the obvious, but I guarantee you, if by any chance that Eric is now listening to this show, which I'd say the chances of that are pretty fucking slim.
I don't think he listened to the damn show when we were doing
No, he seemed extremely disgusted. Yeah. But if anybody, he's the dollar store Dom, he thinking that anybody would call, he would call anybody daddy. I mean, it instantly pissed him off whether he was like, yeah. Matt laughed and Eric's like, hey now, hey, don't group me in there with him.
He did.
Calling you daddy. Daddy.
Oh hell.
Anyway, go give those guys a listen. They're bitches. 69 Whiskey.
Oh yeah.
Check them
out. I didn't
say
that. I wasn't going to be that mean.
We got one little bit here before we get ready to wind things down. One of our friends that is also a pod kitty. Her name is Ray Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to be finding out about her, she was the interview for episode 51. She is an OnlyFans contributor. She is very, very milfy, I'd like to say.
That is,
We also shared a little bit of an article that got put out for about her. That came out on our Pod Kitties private page on Facebook. She had a little bit of trouble back in her hometown when some religious friends of hers actually found out that she had an OnlyFans page.
Oh.
So if you would like to have an interesting read that was that story.
She wasn't in Australia, was she?
No. No. Stop that.
Because old Cam had a chocolate block.
My God, man. Boy's got a fucking root on him.
Dude, chocolate block full of root.
Look, this is the TNA podcast, but I keep talking about 69 Whiskey. You didn't hear it. I did. They interviewed Ray and Cam at the same time.
Oh, he was
time.
On there. He wouldn't be on our program.
No. I've already got that.
He was intimidated.
That has already been offered.
A couple of alpha daddies.
No. That's already been offered. And Ray has said that they would love to come back on our show. Will happen sometime. I would say probably sometime towards the end of the year, after the first of the year.
Yeah.
We will have Ray back and catch up with her, but we will also have Cam and his ginormous Johnson on the fucking show.
Unfortunately, that's going to be on our minds.
But, dude... listening to him talking to Eric and Matt on the 69 Whiskey, and he's just talking, and I'm going, have they not seen this? Because, I mean, they're playing it straight. They're like, hey, you know, this, that, and, you know, it's all about her. And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, it is about her. She's fucking, she's a good-looking woman. She can fuck up Peter. And, you know,
it
all that
two
stuff.
To wango pango.
But... it's a two-hander, I can tell you that. My God, man. Leave some for the fucking rest of us. That's all I'm saying.
Greedy bastard.
But anyway, if you'd like to read that story, we shared that on our Pod Kitties page on Facebook. Again, go find us on Facebook, the TNA Podcast on Facebook. Send us a message and ask us to come into the naughty side. The TNA Pod Kitties. And while we're at it, you can also go to thetnapodcast.com and you can send us an email if you would like to interact with the show. Our next subject, however, is going to be specifically for the Pod Kitties. So if you're hearing this, you will be prompted on the page to send us, I cannot believe we're going to do this.
Oh, lay it out there. Tell them.
If you are a member of the Pod Kitties page, the TNA Pod Kitties page on Facebook, we are going to ask you for a very simple submission.
It's very simple.
We want to hear your wildest sex story. You can remain anonymous, or you can go first name only.
Are we able to do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We can do anything.
Ask somebody in Canada.
Well, we can do that.
We'll call her Wilbur.
Hey. Find out what that's all about. I can't fucking help it. The only two fucking Canadian things
that's
I know.
That's all I know.
Fucking that and moose. And hockey. Hell yeah.
Bacon.
God damn it.
Once again, them cocksuckers are digressing.
I'm trying to get to the fucking punchline.
All right.
Again, the TNA Pod Kitties private page on Facebook, we're going to ask you for your craziest sex story, wildest sex story, funniest sex story.
Nastiest.
We want to talk about the sex.
Nastiest.
Because there was a particular member of the Pod Kitties that said that they were ready for episode 2 of sex. And I went, you need to back up because we already did that. It was volume 2.1, 2 in the pink, 1 in the stink. And we had with Rue and Willow.
If you're going to back up, remember to... slather a bunch of unguent on it.
This has been the TNA Podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name is Sam Hall.
And we will catch you down the fucking road, bitch.
Happy trails, honkies.
Son of a bitch!